Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You. We're at the part of the show where we call our these segments Talk of the Town, and of course it's starring Christina Liu, who is not just great at Talk of the Town, but she is the radio show producer now going on 8 years.
It's going to be our ninth anniversary.
Our ninth in September?
Yep.
9 years of the radio show, and Christina's been here the entire time, booking the guests, scheduling everybody, making sure that everybody has everything they need, able to research and know what to ask the guests, and just a fabulous job, Christina. And I think Otto too, you were probably one of the first co-hosts of the radio show.
I was maybe a month or two into when it started with your mother.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Nepotism.
I know, I love it. She doesn't work for the town anymore, so,
Well, full disclosure, let's be clear.
Full disclosure, and I was here first, I'm just saying, but okay.
She actually encouraged me to do this, so I had never done, obviously, been never involved with radio. I've been involved with communications of different types, but not that radio or TV or any of that stuff. But
Let's be clear. Anytime we have a new Project Independence program, we kind of just grab Otto along for the ride. Yeah. So,
for me, it's been a great thing. I love doing it, and the fact that I can be with people like yourselves, who are committed and dedicated to making this program work like it does, is a great experience. And a lot of people, they should be thankful that you guys are doing what you're doing. Are we live or are we just talking offline?
That better be live.
No, we're live, but you can keep going. it's been a great experience,
No, it's really, I want to encourage everyone to, if you miss a show, there's such great information on here. And I say this every week, I'm like a broken record, but the fact that, during this pandemic, having to do it via this Zoom platform, really actually opened it up to getting amazing speakers that it might have been more difficult for them and their schedules to come to the studio. It's more of a effort. So the fact that we were able to do that and have on government officials, with current information, because as we all know, things changed so frequently, at least, now we're kind of fingers crossed in a steady place, but having this place to do that, and these speakers had such great information, and whether it was someone from a government or a community-based organization or a doctor, or we had Ron on, we're just kind of trying to cover all of our bases to keep everyone informed and prepared. And next week we have on actually Barry Klitzberg, who is the assistant program coordinator at Nassau County HICAP program with family and children's. We have him on every year, Barry. He is the go-to Medicare 2021 updates. And also he's gonna talk about COVID-19 and how that impacted Medicare too. So he will be on trying to give us some information about that.
Just like with Ron, with Medicaid, I understand there's a fair number of changes with the Medicare part of it. And there's a window again, I forget the dates, October mm-hmm. the 15th to December the whatever,
mm-hmm. yep. Yeah.
You can make changes to your insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's always an interesting time.
No, it is. And that's, as we all know, that topic, we say this every year, is like, it really blows your mind trying to figure out the Medicare 2021. And it's so individualized, so much of it. So, you can't really just make a blanket statement because everyone's situation is different when it comes to that. So, but Barry is our go-to guru, that topic. So he's also going to be providing health chat programs via Zoom on this too. But we scored him first on the radio show. So
he was on our last Aging in Place conference panel.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, and he really gave us a ton. It's so much information. It's so good information.
Oh, and what's great too is that, the fact he gives his, he's always promoting his phone number to reach out to the HICAP program, and they'll kind of walk you through it too, which is great. So stay tuned next week because that should certainly be good. And I just want to give some highlights about other guests that should be will be coming up. So on September 11th, we have on Dr. Coley, who is a geriatric hospitalist over at North Shore University Hospital Northwell. And she works with Dr. Maria Carney, who we always have on the radio show. So she's actually going to come on to talk about immunizations, which is quite the hot topic now, you know, that fall is coming and kind of what to expect and how to navigate that. And then on September 18th, we will be celebrating our 9th anniversary of the radio show with Supervisor Bosworth and just some special little segments. On September 25th, we have on Dahlia Ellison, who is a licensed associate real estate broker with Douglas Elliman. And she's actually going to discuss the Long Island real estate trends during the COVID-19 pandemic. Because a lot of people are coming our way. So there's a lot of stuff that's been going. So I think that'll be really interesting. And then in October, which I can't believe we're talking about October.
I know.
We have, but it'll be here. It's so weird.
Very like, fast.
I don't even know how this happened. Kyle Strober, who is the executive director of the Association for a Better Long Island, is going to come on. So he's going to talk about his agency. And then October 9th, we have on U.S. Congresswoman Kathleen Rice. Will be on to talk about updates on her end. The following week on October 16th, we have on Thomas Kaber, who is the executive director of the OAT Center, which is the Older Adults Technology Services, they have such great information. I'm really happy we're gonna have them on. And then we have a repeat show on the 23rd and October 30th. We have on Gina Saletti, who is the Nassau County Human Resource Director, payroll officer. She's going to actually discuss voting procedures during this COVID-19 pandemic. So
that's it.
A mouthful. That's
it.
So that's 2 months. And it's real. I mean, as you can see, it's such a variety of topics and wonderful speakers. So it's I'm excited. It should be a lot of great stuff to come. So
it always is. Do we have any idea when we'll be back at the radio station?
We don't have any word as of yet. So stay tuned for that. You know, obviously we're lucky this is working as a format for us. And
oh yeah.
Obviously, as soon as it's safe to do so, we will do so. So check out all that. And like I said, go to the Project Independence website if you missed any old episodes. And there's there's videos with a lot of the shows too. So you can either watch a video or listen to it. Or just do both if you just can't get enough of this information.
There's so much Project Independence stuff on North Hempstead Television where like, I think we're taking over. There are other things on there, but for the most part, we do a lot of work with North Hempstead Television, which is great because, you know, there are seniors who are not computer savvy, who maybe don't have a computer, will never have a computer, maybe can't afford one, or just don't want it. And but they have a television. So they do have access to Project Independence virtual programs. And for a lot of them, especially like with the fitness classes, they never even took a fitness class before virtually Project Independence exercise classes aired. So it's been really, you know, so there really is that end of it. And it's also good for, you know, anyone. You have your television, it's right there in the living room, you can move some furniture, of course, you know, be very careful, and take the classes on your chair and just, you know, enjoy any of the classes and just listen to your body and enjoy
it. We always say too, I think, you know, with especially an exercise class, you know, going in person can be a little anxiety producing for some people. They're embarrassed, they don't know, you know, so this is really a great way, you know, to be in the comfortability of your home and, you know, doing it on your time at your pace. So I think it's that in itself too, is really a perk, about, and I can't imagine ever not having virtual exercise classes at this point, because I think people really, I mean, the response, I see the SRs that come in, and that's a testament to you back, you know, because you're, you know, a huge part of the exercise programs.
I was going to say, you can do yoga with Rebecca.
You can do yoga with Rebecca. And
like to what you're saying, Christina, is that, because of the success and the responses that we do get, we're continue. I think we're going to be continuing some in some way virtual exercise, even once we're able to kind of come back and gather in the numbers that we need to be able to, you know, we could bring those amount of people together again. But I think it's just going to be something that we offer going forward.
Yeah, because you know what I was just thinking too, you know, with our fitness programs, you know, prior to the pandemic when it was in person, there was so many classes that would like sell out immediately. I mean, the registration SRs that would flood in were crazy. And so now, you know, having it in, on this place where you could either see it on TV or go to the website and watch it, that, you know, it opens it up to essentially an unlimited amount of people to watch it, which I think is really cool too. So
yeah, and at any time, I mean, you know, you can watch the newer programs on North Hempstead Television every day, 10 and 1. Mm-hmm. And if you find a class that you really like, you can then, if you have access to the computer, go back and take that class again. Yeah. Or save them. And I'm sure there's a way to, I don't even know if you can record them, if that's legal or not, but you know, you know, it's a great program that, you know, again, like you were saying, Christina, you know, here we are finding out how many seniors totally enjoy it, but we would never have known or thought about doing it had it not been for the pandemic. So I'm not saying good thing that the pandemic happened, but we do adjust. We do, you know, we have been providing Project Independence and the town too. Everything that we can provide, you know, virtually or on the computer or on Zoom and all the programs, we're really staying connected. And
no, and that's really, you know, it's great. Like I said, I was working on this timeline, you know, of events, you know, and I mean, the exercise program, like from, it was pretty much up and running on North, like within a month of like being locked down on pandemic. So, I mean, that's just amazing in itself. But a lot of the, and like Beck said, you know, listen, obviously certain things it's different, you know, because you're not getting that, you know, human to human contact, but anything that we can do. And the fact that people are getting more comfortable with this kind of forum, you know, we were able to kind of start up our social groups again. And, you know, we're going to start our caregiver support group. You know, there was a lot of people who expressed interest in doing this. So, you know, it's little by little. I think as people get more comfortable, we're able to kind of spread programming.
Christina and Rebecca, you don't have to just count on Project Independence. You can actually create your own Zoom group, if you will.
Oh, sure.
I saw Otto Zoom group.
Family, friends. I had my Saratoga.
And I loved every part of it. I saw
last week. We watched. We had 14 people.
Oh, good.
We bet on the races, and we watched 7 horse races as a group, and it worked out great. We only lost, we started with $140. We ended up with $90. So we got $90 for dinner for next year in Saratoga.
That's, oh, I love it. But I was, I really. You know,
it worked out really, really good. And we had a good time.
It's so fun. And it's great. Hours. It's fun. It's communication. So we have to go to a break now, but we will be back with Talk of the Town. Christina Liu and Otto Lopes. We'll be right back.